Hi, everybody. Kurt Schlichter here for Unredacted. My loud and piercing voice has scared Irina. Oh, look, there's a little doggy. Oh, my gosh, it's so cute. Everything's glorious. Look, there's sunshine out. Donald Trump is president. Honey, are you tired of all the winning yet?
Just too much winning.
I'm not tired of the winning.
So much winning.
I'm very excited about...
I keep up with all the winning.
Very excited about the...
Get. It's constant, nonstop winning, and I'm having a hard time keeping up with all of it.
I'm excited about this winning. This winning has... it's been winderful.
I don't want it to slow down.
No. The winning must continue.
But it... I keep hearing more and more new wonderful things.
I know. Every day. I've ended DEI and birthright citizenship. And I have decreed that there shall be a national directorate of missing socks, so that when you've lost a sock, you may pretend to the directorate to hopefully match it with another similar sock.
All right, it's easily.
Good Lord, this has just been insane.
Gosh, I was listening a little bit to what he was saying about FEMA, and then I had to go do something. But that sounds like a good idea.
What did he say about FEMA?
It can't perform. It goes into these areas, doesn't know the landscape, doesn't know how to do things, and then they set rules for everybody and who lives there.
Yeah, so they're outsiders coming in, telling them what to do. Are you saying
how to do things?
Wait a minute. Are you saying that he thinks we should decentralize the execution of disaster relief? And allow people from the area who probably know it best the ability to tailor a disaster response to their own people.
That's what I was hearing.
Now, of course, if you get somebody in like California,
oh, they would know.
Good dick it up. We used to, when we were the Cal Guard. When I was in, the Cal Guard was the number one National Guard for disaster response, number one in the world. I mean, it was amazing. We were outstanding. And, of course, you're the one who got to watch the kids while I went off and did it.
That's true.
Remember the time I went off for 2 weeks to command all of northern San Diego? I was literally a warlord. And what happened to the little kid? He fell down and, like, smashed his front teeth out. So I'm, like, out there. I'm directing, like, 1,400 guys. And I get this call. Little kid broke his face!
Oh, my God. It was so frightening. Poor little guy. It's a toddler, too.
I would think he was probably very upset about that. Wow. Well, he doesn't remember any of it. Or it's emotionally scarred him and broken him forever. Who knows?
Would explain things.
Just
kidding.
All the pieces fit. Oh, anyway. So I'm very excited, man. This is what we've been talking about forever. And I've been writing columns about doing this forever. I've read books. You go in and you ruthlessly exercise your power. I actually, if you look at my book, Fall and Rise of America, I basically describe that, what he's doing.
He must have read it.
Oh, yeah. And I've gotten a lot of credit. I'm like all bitter. They're like, oh, all these other people have come up with these ideas. I'm like, dude, I was writing about this shit years ago.
No, but you're not bitter.
I'm not bitter. No. I'm not bitter at all.
Well,
a little bit better.
It's a lot of winning.
Oh my gosh. And he just keeps the winning going.
Amazing.
I mean, and people are like they're looking for something to be annoyed about. So it's like relatively, well, the second assistant secretary of undersecretariness. Is kind of a slightly a neocon. And it's like he's like a million times more conservative than anybody who was in the fucking Biden administration. So we're like, okay, whatever. I'm very excited about where we're going. Because the Democrats are in complete disarray. Let me ask you a question. You ready?
Okay.
Who is king of the Democrats or queen? Or non-binary royalty.
I don't know. Who would it be?
No, really. Who is it?
Who?
Who? You got on you?
Obama?
Got out in your pocket? Now, who's the Democrat who's in charge? Well, I'm... was a commander, man. My first thing when I walked in, anywhere, who is in charge? Who's in charge? Nancy Pelosi's nursing her hip and a cosmopolitan. Chuck Schumer, the grill master. Oh, man, it's so nasty. Remember the cheeseburger? Yeah, with the cheese? Oh, God, that was freaking gross. But it was nasty. And it was weird. I didn't like it.
It was odd.
It was freaky. And
no, you're right, though. Who is in charge?
Yeah, who's in charge? And if nobody's in charge, then nobody's making a plan. And they're like...
That's unlike them, though. They're pretty good.
Yeah, well, they're in chaos now. I think the fact that Nancy Pelosi fell and broke her hip probably has something to do with it, because she physically can't do some of the things she was doing. What was their plan? Their plan was, gosh, let's just get through this. Maybe Kamala will slither into power, and then we'll figure it all out.
Yeah.
No.
Wild.
No, they've got no agenda. They've got no plan. All it is it, and Trump's doing what I recommended he do, which is go fast and furious.
Yep.
And overwhelm them with stuff so they can't focus on any one thing. And it's worked, you know? I mean, you know, he liberated all the J6 prisoners, thank God, finally. And you would think this would be the biggest story on earth, but it can't be because he also ended DEI.
Right.
Oh, and he also shut down the border. Did you see the Marines on the border? Marines are on the border today.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, there's like trucks showing up on the border, and guys showing up.
And he's freed some of the Catholic.
Or yeah, he freed the people for illegal praying.
For illegal praying. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
How is this the U.S.? But these people were in prison.
Well, you know, and now we've got to get accountability. So these people have to go to jail. They have to lose their job. Oh, he's taken a security clearances away from people.
That's amazing.
I love that.
That's the best.
And he took the security details away from some people. I don't think he should have done it from Pompeo. But Fauci, screw him. You know, they were taking security clearance. Biden was taking security clearances from people he perceived as enemies.
Oh, well.
And we know people that happened to.
Oh yeah, that's true.
And so welcome to the new rules. Well, it's new rules, man. If you didn't want the new rules, why'd you allow them to be changed? If we want to go back to the old rules, I'm going to need you to A, admit that we never should have changed them in the first place and you were wrong, and B, convince me that you're going to commit to the old rules in perpetuity in the future. Then we can talk about changing it back. But until then, Fauci, who's already rich,
he can
spend his own money on security.
The thing is, we've been playing Charlie Brown against Lucy with the damn football for so long.
Which I used to think was a sexual euphemism. It is.
No.
Apparently it is.
So this is nice for once.
Yeah. I love his pettiness.
He's like, no, I'm not going to fall for it.
Oh, here's another thing they do, right? It was very important that they do things like rename mountains.
Oh, yeah.
It can't be Camp Mount McKinley. It's got to be Denali, because the Ubungo people of northern Alaska, you know, is a part of our land acknowledgement. And he's like, nah, it's Mount McKinley. And they're like, well, I think they're more important. You know, naming it after Mount McKinley, renaming it Mount McKinley doesn't make my eggs any cheaper.
Okay.
I was like, well, A, don't care about your eggs. B, it was important enough for you to do, but it's not important enough for me to undo. Screw you. We're not playing that. Don't care. Bite me. I got it right here for you. Here's your Denali.
Yeah.
Here's my Mount McKinley. It's hilarious.
Oh my gosh, it's just nonstop.
Yeah. But they just and the best part is not caring. And you know, all this blends together. These are all a lot of trends converging at once. One of the trends is, of course, the self-destruction of the mainstream media, the regime media, which is the subject of the book Shameless Liars by Larry O'Connor, which comes out Tuesday.
That's right.
I think you guys should go get that. he managed to secure a foreword from probably one of the greatest writers of our age.
That's true. I think it's one of the greatest writers of all time.
I'm very
honest.
Yeah, he really outdid himself. I hooked him up.
Wow.
With that contact. So it's good. But Shameless Liars. Go get Shameless Liars. Go get The Attack also. Now I don't have to say it at the end. Go get The Attack. And then
can still say it at the
end. I guess I could. And get People's Republic. I got new covers. So they all, I redid them so they all match.
They're numbered too.
They're numbered. It's great. Yeah. It's a wonderful set.
Yeah. So people don't have to ask any.
People don't have
to. They constantly ask. What's the order?
What's the order? And I'm going to just look on the spine.
Do you also have it in the description, though, the number? Book number, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right.
So everybody can figure that stuff out.
Fantastic.
I got right into Kelly Turnbull, and I'm just not sure where I'm going to go with it. But I'll see.
I'll see. I mean, it's so much winning. It's hard to...
I know, right? They're usually...
What do you do?
It's easier to write them when you're depressed. Now, the book after the one I'm going to write, that you and I are writing now, that one... That's going to be hard. That's going to go hard.
Yeah.
That's going to be, I'm liking that idea. And it's going to be, people are going to be going, holy crap. I thought The Attack was cheerful.
It was not.
It was not. But it was entertaining.
Did you catch that?
It's very entertaining.
It is. I think it's, man, I think it's your best book.
I think it's a very good book. And, I'm still worried about terrorist attacks. We have, you know, we have foreigners, the foreign, you know, teams of, military age males here. You know, every once in a while they'll arrest some Chinese guy who happens to be flying his drone over an American military base. We know there are Chinese forces here, it's Russian, definitely terrorists. I wish the FBI would, leave the people protesting.
They've been really busy.
Yeah.
Pro-lifers.
A lot of people.
Jail.
I can't believe you don't want your child exposed to pornography in school. Gay pedo shit. You know.
Oh, and shame on those FBI agents who
I know
go along with it.
Yeah, I keep hearing about all the good apples. And most of the rank and file are, why do they do it?
SWAT.
They're the ones who did it. They're the SWAT teams.
They went along with it.
Here's what you do. I want you to go bust down the door of this guy. Why don't we just, if we got to arrest him, why don't we just call him?
Right.
You know, why don't we just call him and say, hey, go turn yourself in. You've never committed a crime in your life. Come on down. We'll, bring your lawyer. We'll process you and be done with it. No, we got to kick it down because we got to show him who's boss. Well, you decided to play along with that. So, screw you. And I think it is darkly hysterical that after really shrimping the toes of crusty Joe Biden, like Quentin Tarantino at a Skechers party.
Okay.
I think Skechers because we're in Manhattan Beach. It's the home of Skechers. See, people don't know, but Quentin Tarantino is renowned for having a foot fetish.
Thank you.
So they shrimped his toes. Yeah, they shrimped his toes like Quentin Tarantino, and how does he pay them back? He pardons a guy who blew the brains out of two FBI agents because he's an Indian, and that comes up higher on your a communist Indian that comes up higher on the scale of oppression. So basically, you pieces of shit at the FBI have been completely disrespected. I mean, he's just basically exposed his bum to you. And said, this is what you can kiss. You've humiliated, degraded, and dishonored yourself for my benefit. And here's what I think of you. I'm going to free the guy who murdered two of you guys. So, and I think it's just perfect.
Yeah.
It's just.
It does seem, yeah.
It's absolutely, you know. The most predictable thing on earth.
But those people complaining about the J6 are probably not upset at all.
No, they're not. No, they're happy about it.
Yeah. Of course they are.
They're happy. Some of the beat up cops. I don't give a shit.
No.
And? Well, first of all, how do you know? Did any of them get a fair trial? No. The judges were biased. The venue was biased. The DOJ was biased. Even some of their public defenders were biased. Some of the public defenders were coming out going, you know, they needed to be punished for what they did. I'm like, you're a fucking defense attorney. All the norms had to disappear because of Trump. So now they're surprised when, you know, the norms are gone. Well, this is a norms-free world. And I think it's pretty funny that it's making you suffer. You know, I think it's hilarious. And I want, and understand, I want them to suffer. There has to be suffering. They have to experience pain. People are,
oh, yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, there's some people go, well, you know, Lawrence strives to think, is this the way that you reconcile America, Donald Trump? I'm like, I don't want to reconcile. I haven't fucked you up enough yet. Here's when we reconcile, when you're on your knees going, please stop hurting me. I will be your love bitch.
Oh, my.
Love bitch, baby, love bitch. I don't want to reconcile. Well, this isn't very unified. I don't want to fucking unify with you.
Did you want to unify?
Yeah, I don't even care what they wanted. They don't even
asking the question.
I know. They don't even enter into my calculation. I don't want to unify with you. I don't want to reconcile. I want to fucking beat you. You need to lose. And by a lot. And it needs to be painful. You need to suffer. And when you have adequately suffered, then I will consider, don't walk in the road, porn mommy.
At this. All right, we found.
All right, we found parking and
on a beautiful, I mean, amazingly beautiful day.
And we will be right back. Man, and it is such a beautiful day out here in California. It's only about 60 degrees, but it's totally sunny. And, you know, even here, you can feel the energy has changed. I think I'm right. I think the energy has changed in America because. Yeah, with Trump. And, I think leftists and sissy cons hate to hear that. But it's, I think it's true. I think that people are, we really felt like we needed to move on from Biden. Remember how it was just, he like dragged it on. And it was just like, he's still here? Why is he still here? Go away. You know? I mean, he is kind of a tiresome, annoying guy. But it was just like, you know, the Irish goodbye where they just sort of leave the party and they're going, why didn't he do that? So it was like, I'm going to give a speech. Oh, good. I want to warn America about, what is he warning about? Oligarchy.
Okay.
All right. You done yet? Dildo Baggins. I mean, but there's just such a great energy in the air. There's just a great feeling that's happening. And I don't think we've had this for 40 years. It certainly didn't happen with Obama. Remember how Obama was supposed to, oh, America's a beautiful.
I didn't feel it.
I think normal people didn't. Commies were like excited.
Yeah. I didn't feel it. No, it feels great. It feels amazing. It feels like we have people in charge who actually care for us.
Well, the thing is, they
citizens.
Yeah, and they're actually focused on doing what they said they were going to do.
And that's unusual.
I mean, if we had like Nikki Haley, do you think we'd have?
No, absolutely.
Well, she would have lost. But, do you think we would have had, I mean, assuming she somehow won, would she have ended DEI? Absolutely not. Never. Because she doesn't have the capacity to go against the, what do you call it? The conventional wisdom, the establishment things. She just doesn't. But Trump hadn't, you know. There are people who say, the best thing that ever happened to him was losing in 2020. Maybe. I mean, we've got to be able to undo the damage, because the last 4 years have been very damaging, and you don't win by losing. But, you know, there are some benefits of him having 4 years. And, look, here's the thing. They wanted to either put him in jail for the rest of his life or kill him. I mean, this wasn't just, you're going to lose the election. This was a personal attack on his physical being, which they had no problem with. They were all for it. We will put you in jail forever if we can, or kill you. Oh, why you say they tried to assassinate him? Dude, the guys who tried to kill him were freaking, had exactly the same attitudes as the people who were opposing him. And, you know, if Trump, oh my gosh, think how bad it'd be if Trump had been assassinated.
I don't want to think of that. I really don't. I was just
pissed. Well, don't say that, because, you know, my book. But we literally, America literally dodged a bullet when Trump did. Look, you old withered bag. Shut up. This hideous crone in some shitty Mazda was like giving me a dirty look because I, you know, took the right away. Well, you're like Greenland. You're mine. Right away's mine. You know? Ho. Ho!
Oh. Oh. My gosh.
Who's
bad? All right. Well, continue. Huh. What do you want to hear about? Listening?
I think they want to hear about it.
I don't. Oh, well, I certainly don't.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the beauty of unredacted.
Hey, buddy.
That's the beauty of unredacted. I just talk about what I think. It's not like Stream of Consciousness where I talk really fast about what I think.
It's a little different.
But it's kind of amazing because sometimes I'll be having people be like, oh, I was listening to your last Stream of Consciousness. And I'm like, you were?
Oh, really?
I'm always like a little surprised. Somebody's like, hey, actually, isn't that?
People actually listen. It's amazing, huh?
Yeah, they do. Well, they should. I'm amazing.
You are.
Ask me.
You are. And you will tell them that you are.
I don't know. Maybe someday I should do a traditional podcast.
What is that?
I think that's where people actually have a plan going in.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Yeah. And like a producer. Okay. Because I did, you know, I've done Ruthless. And they are ruthless about how they organize their show. You got Lee Wolf there, who is a former Town Hall guy. And, you know, you walk in and I actually
yes.
co-host it. I was with the guys, the fellas, that time. It wasn't just, hi, we've got a guest. He's Kurt. No, I was with him the whole time. And I, you know, you sit down, it's all prepped and he's got an agenda. You have a written thing and it's got, you know, when you're going to read news items, they're there for you. I mean, it is very professional. And it's a great show. I listen to Ruthless all the time. You know, more freewheeling ones like Hugh Hewitt. Hugh's off the top of his head, although he preps a lot. He reads a ton. And then I go in to do Hugh Hewitt. And my prep is usually listening to Roman history for 45 minutes as I drive down Orange County.
Drinking like 3 or 4 cups of coffee.
That's stirring.
That's
not prep. That's execution. And it's more than 3 or 4. Huh. We're actually going to have Dwayne over for dinner a week from today.
Oh, and
Dwayne is live. Yeah. This is a producer. Yeah. So, but, no, I just feel good. I feel good. I feel better
you
if
look
I
look good too.
Thank you. I feel better if I hadn't pulled a muscle in my groin. I like to say that groin. So I can't, you know, walk. Because I like walking a few miles a day. I can't run because of the army.
Yeah.
But I want to I want to get my exercise kicking up. I can lift weights and I do a lot of physical therapy now. By the way, I haven't thought about my shoulder much. But now I do. Because I have a torn rotator cuff.
Oh, that's right.
But
can you turn?
I can when all these people get out of my way.
Well, you were waiting a while.
I wasn't waiting a while. I was waiting just long enough. No. Stop being like the woman in the Mazda critiquing my driving. You're not a withered old crone.
Oh, well, I'm not yelling at you. You're just pointing.
Well, she wasn't yelling. She was just scowling.
Oh, was she? I missed it. I'm in the other way. Because it's such a beautiful day here.
You know she had a Hillary,
Oh, gosh.
Yes, she can. Bumper sticker. You know, it's funny. Remember how for years you would see Hillary bumper stickers and Obama bumper stickers? You saying Biden bumper stickers? We're in Ted Lieu's district. This is Ted Lieu's district.
The four of you.
No, I mean right now.
No.
Nobody's left their shit on.
No.
Now we see Trump stuff.
I am really surprised that we've seen some Trump stuff.
Well, it's not just I support Trump. It's screw you.
Yeah.
It's a big middle finger to all the freaking sissy commies that we're surrounded with here. And make no mistake, we're surrounded by sissy commies. But it is, I just think it's interesting that, Biden is, have you heard anything about Biden the last week?
No.
Heard a little about Kamala.
Oh, yeah, what'd you hear?
Heard she's mad at Doug Emhoff, says he lost the election for her.
And I was like,
typical, always blame the white guy.
You know, he has a track record of handling women that upset him. So I don't know.
Well, look, I thought that was very brave. I thought, you're getting uppity, you're running your mouth, giving lip to your man. I mean, I don't know. You're running a risk there. Very brave of Kamala. I think that's the most courageous thing she's ever done. Here's the other thing that I think is amazing.
Are you? Yeah.
Okay.
You've got a green light. You need to go. I am becoming that crowd. I'm like, what are you doing?
Okay. Here's the most amazing thing. Because Michelle Obama didn't go to the inauguration, right? She had some more important to do. I'm maybe meeting with her, urologist about her prostate. But no, that's not true. She's not a man. She only looks manly. Though that would explain why she's with Barack. He is apparently, according to rumors and innuendos,
I don't believe
he's with Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston has come out and said, or at least she did last week.
What?
She's only met the guy one time.
That was enough. That was enough.
I don't believe that.
They're friends. Do, 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 do. No, I mean, I think, of course she would deny it. It's just what those fucking communists do.
Okay. I don't think so. I don't believe it for a second. Whatever.
What was her character's name in Friends?
Rachel?
Rachel, because the haircut.
Yes.
The haircut was the Rachel.
Yeah. Okay. Rachel. But, then maybe you just can't, if she's actually with him, and I don't think that's true, might explain a little bit about Brad Pitt and everybody else who've had a hard time.
Kidding. She's got a rocky road of romance, you know what I'm saying? But she's a lib, so it's no wonder that she can neither earn nor keep a man. Anyway, well, that's enough of us. We're in the celebrity side. Oh, I cannot go without talking about. I'm going to write about it in my town hall VIP column next week or this. 13 Academy Award nominations. The same numbers for Gone with the Wind. For the musical about the transsexual drug dealer.
Of course.
And, of course, the man portraying the woman got a Best Actress nomination. That's so perfect. I just want to see all these four Hollywood women have to grit their teeth as he collects the Best Actress trophy, and they don't. And they have to sit there and go, it's just a beautiful moment for liberation and trans rights. So bake my cake, ladies.
Oh, and I just always wonder, do they ever see a trans man ever winning that? Do they think they'll ever see that? No.
Jason Statham. Jason, he's got a ninny. That's just a rumor.
Okay, I don't. All right, we need to go.
Well, he was dating Jennifer Aniston for a while, so that explains it. Anyway, go follow me on Twitter at Kurt Schlichter. Monday, Wednesday, Thursday are my town hall columns. As I said before, go get The Attack and go get Larry O'Connor's Shameless Liars. That'd be a good thing for you to do.
I told you could plug it in at the end.
Oh, I'm going to plug it, baby. Okay. Much like Jennifer Aniston with Barack Obama. Who do you think's the top and who do you think's the bottom in that one? I don't want to know. I don't want to know. Talk to you next week, guys. Thanks for being VIP members. Bye.